Fan-run radio podcasters. Many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors. And now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt or two or 10 and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, coming to you live this afternoon. Finally, we are back. One of our favorite places to be, Corner 16, 1640 Bob Kirby Road. Finally, The Drive has come back to Corner 16. Would love to see you out here. We're going to be giving away a $30 copper card today. Come by, put your name in the hat for that. Have a cold beverage. Have an appetizer, maybe join us for dinner, a couple of cold drinks. It was a beautiful day out here on the patio. Brandon, I'm taking you down today.
Are you? I don't think you are.
I'm going to have my revenge this afternoon. That's what's happening.
We'll see.
That's what's happening.
So you're complaining because last time you claim you're that you
gonna...
threw into the sun. So this time, am I going to throw into the sun, or are we going to alternate and actually – We'll play on the same end.
You're not going to job me out of my competitive rights this afternoon. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, when I beat you this time, I don't want to hear any excuses.
That's all. When you beat me this time. You believe this kid getting a little mouthy? Getting a little mouthy, Brandon Orkiz.
Oh, Russell.
Don't know.
Look at this.
Don't know if I like it. All right. They're bringing us out some food here. Yeah, that. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The California chicken. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That looks fantastic. Come on out. Join us. Fox Sports Knoxville as we broadcast live this afternoon from Corner 16. I needed this today, Brandon, because I've had one of those days, man. I'm not going to lie. I've had one of those.
Crazy day?
Yeah. You know, it started way early, like before sunup. And it's just been one of those days where nothing major, but just all sorts of little things, just anything that could go wrong. So I've been looking forward to get to my happy place, which is Corner 16, talking some sports with my boys. Last night, sitting around, relaxing on the recliner, watching a little SEC film room. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
You got to DVR it, because I'm sure they'll be replaying it. So Jeremy Pruitt sitting down with like Stinchcomb going through the film of the Auburn game.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one last night, but I know what you're talking about now.
A lot of people were talking about it on social media and learned some interesting things about Jeremy Pruitt and how he does business. They talked a lot about, you know, everybody has been making a big deal about, oh, look, he's able to diagnose the play, and say what the play is going to be before it actually occurs and all that. And the thing that I found most interesting, Brandon, as we this is going to be a hard first segment because we're really distracted. We got plates of delicious food right in front of us.
He's calling my name.
My mouth is watering so much I can barely talk. But speaking of deliciousness, do you know what Jeremy Pruitt's favorite drink is?
His favorite drink?
Yep. He said so last night on SEC Film Room on SEC Network.
Is it a soft drink?
It is not a soft drink.
Okay. I'm going to go sweet tea. That seems too obvious.
That seems like – he seems like a sweet tea guy. Would you believe me if I told you that our head football coach's favorite drink is tomato juice?
Tomato – he is a Gump.
How does that strike you?
Tomato juice.
That is.
And I'm from Granger County. Granger County tomatoes. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I love tomatoes.
Your country bona fides are not questioned.
But tomato juice, can't do it. Cannot.
Mater juice is what they call it. He said that it's his favorite drink, and he had to get not one but two glasses of it after the Auburn game. So he comes off the field where he's been sweating and grinding for 3.5 hours, and how does he want to just chill out for a minute before he goes to his media duties with two cold glasses of tomato juice?
No, thanks. That's a hard pass.
What do you make of it? Does it make you question, like, you know, do you still like him? It's just a little weird.
I mean, you like what you like, I guess. I mean, I'm sure sweet tea's not for everybody. I mean, it is a little odd.
I had so many people on Twitter last night when I was posting about this tell me that Mater juice with just a pinch of salt and or a Budweiser mixed in is a great drink. And I'm not a Bloody Mary guy either. I've had like one or two in my whole life. It's disgusting.
Not a big fan.
No. Tomato juice. Like, just, I don't know, man. I know a lot of people enjoy that. We'll go and make that your hot question today. But you think that's a silly hot question?
No, I
want to know what people think
it's
about
hard
it.
To believe
I'm fascinated by it. This is your favorite. So I just picture Jeremy Pruitt like with a plate of cornbread and a glass of tomato juice just going to town.
Could have had a V8.
I mean, that's what he's talking about, right? A V8?
Yeah.
Ugh. Just the worst. Here's your hot question. The fact that Jeremy Pruitt's favorite drink is tomato juice, blank. A, makes me like him more. B, still like him, but that's kind of weird. Or C, dude, seriously? You're going C. It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean you want to fire the guy. You just think,
no,
like, dude, that's weird.
I'll go B. I still like him. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. You can like what you like.
Well, listen, nobody's pretending that Jeremy Pruitt is perfect. We're all thrilled about the win against Auburn. We're all thrilled about the – but listen, he's a Bammer. We knew that going in. Nobody's perfect, Brandon. There's only been one perfect man in the history of all time,
yep.
And Jeremy Pruitt ain't him.
Nope, he's not.
He's a football coach. He's got his problems just like you and me.
All these different smells. I'm smelling your bacon. I'm smelling his
– You can't
– smelling his – French toast. Oh.
Can't even concentrate on the segment at all. Should we go ahead and take our first? Well, we got Lucas Panzeca coming on here in just a little bit. How much of this do you think? I've got a full plate. I've got, folks, we're at corner 16. If you're looking for us today, it's a beautiful day. We'd love to see you out here. 1640 Bob Kirby Road. Right at the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook. Ball camp before you get to Hard Valley, across from the big food city. I'm going with the California chicken. I've got a beautiful piece of grilled chicken covered in Mornay sauce, two of the thickest strips of bacon I've ever seen in my life.
They look good. Those strips of bacon look delicious.
Oh, so awesome. Sliced avocado and diced tomatoes. I'll eat the tomatoes as they are. The juice, no. I've got bacon and cheddar cheese grits. Brandon, not wanting to venture out, he's gone with it.
It was so good last time.
It's really good.
I had to do it.
I know this is unprofessional, but I can't wait. Saw me off a big chunk of chicken here in this bacon. Look at that bacon. Hold on just a second.
Russell's going in for the bite.
Mm. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Taste California.
That bacon is so smoky, man. Smoky bacon.
Wonder if it's the Benton's bacon. Love some Benton's bacon.
Whatever it is, that's the real deal. That's the real deal right here. Nicholas Esteban Taylor is going. What did you get? You got some sort of sandwich concoction over there.
The Monte Cristo.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
That's right. It's delicious.
It's like,
is that like French toast?
Yes.
It's the same.
Yep. They use French toast for the bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So are you still going to try the banana split?
I can't go back on my word.
Oh, wow.
You're going to eat that and that banana split?
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Prayers for Esteban's colon this afternoon here at Corner 16. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in. Rob on Twitter already chiming in. He says, I'll go D on the hot question. Who the blank cares what he drinks? Win games. I mean, that's kind of C. Like, I don't see why you have to make up a – or no, that's kind of B. That's where we're going. I'm just not so adamant about it. Hmm. It's kind of weird.
It is weird.
What's the weirdest – do you have, like, a weird food or beverage thing that you enjoy that you're pretty
– not really.
You're pretty middle of the road.
I feel like we've talked about this, though. Like, my some people in my family, like my mamaw, will eat
a mayonnaise and tomato sandwich. Just the worst. A mayonnaise sandwich.
But no, I don't think I have any. I don't venture out too much.
Oh, those cheddar cheese grits are the real deal too. The real deal too. All right, here's what we're going to do. Take a quick timeout. Live today at Corner 16. When we continue, we'll be joined by former fan-run compatriot Lucas Panzeca. He's doing great stuff out there in the mid-state in Dixon, covering the Vols, covering the Titans, doing high school football. A graduate of fan-run university out there in the real world, making a dollar in the holler. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville back with more right after this.
The drive.
Much finish my meal here. All right, let's bring on Lucas Panzeca, who's been hanging on patiently through that little snafu. He like a champ. Lucas, good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, guy. I'm just hungry now.
Oh my goodness, so good here at Corner 16. Folks got to come
out and
see us
here. I don't know how I went 4 years in Knoxville without making a visit there.
Well, that's because it's only been open for a little over a year. There you go. Voted best new restaurant in Knoxville last year. So we'll be here till 6 o'clock. More about that coming up later. But first, LP, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. My high school game got moved to tonight, so I can make it to Knoxville tomorrow night and be there for a couple of days.
All right, very good. So are you going to the Bama game?
No, God, no. I would never do that. I don't think you could pay me to go to the game, but I will be in Knoxville.
Will you be stopping by the Tennessee tailgate at Leaderboard?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm going to put another car bomb in front of you, Brandon.
Boom. Deal.
See, the thing about you young guys, you just say, like, we're going to get smashed by Alabama. And you'll learn this as you get older. You only get 12 of these games a year. So you got to enjoy it. Are we going to get smashed Saturday? Yeah, probably. But you go out to the Leaderboard for the Tennessee tailgate. You enjoy the festivities, have some beverages, see old friends, have some smiles. Hopefully it's a little rain in the forecast Saturday, but hopefully we'll be good to go by kickoff. And you just got to enjoy it for what it is, Lucas. It's Tennessee football. And you can't get wrapped up in the result. As Nick Saban and his protege Jeremy Pruitt would say, focus on the process.
It's not the result that bothers me. I could go to that game and we could get our eyes pounded shut. The part that bothers me is how many Alabama fans are going to be there. That is why I will not be in attendance.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know they're going to take over. You know they are.
Well, yeah, if you don't go... if you don't go, yeah, they will. There will be more of them than us. You see how that works?
Well, are you going, Russell? Are you going?
Well, I can't. I've got, you know, my halftime periscope and post-game duties, so.
I go. Oh, are you going to be at the Tennessee tailgate before?
Might come down there. So you're going to be there? Yeah, I might come down there. You know, we got early kickoff between Chelsea and Man United Saturday, so I should be able to make it out there for a little bit.
There you go. I want to see Cody, too. Bear, I'm hoping you'll be there.
Yeah, man, the whole crew, it's going to be pretty cool. So what did you make, and what is the buzz like around the Mid-State about Tennessee football right now? The big win over Auburn, obviously the best win of the Jeremy Pruitt era so far. Is there renewed enthusiasm for Tennessee football in the Mid-State?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's renewed enthusiasm everywhere. I don't want to take too much out of it. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle that if – you told me this before the year that Tennessee was going to go down and beat Auburn, then it'd be pretty different than what it is now, because I think Auburn's kind of in a tailspin. So kind of a combination of terrible offensive play calling and terrible offensive line on Auburn's side. You should see the state of Auburn fans right now. I mean, it's bad. I mean, it reminds me of Tennessee fans with Butch after losing to Vanderbilt in 2016. So it's definitely nice to see that from another side, but either way, it's still a good football team. And what surprised me was how much they were able to move the ball and how much success they had against that defensive line and against Auburn's defense.
Yeah, and there are a lot of Auburn fans out there in the Mid-State. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that they're as disenchanted with Gus as we were with Butch. Hey, at least Gus had them a couple of plays away from a national championship, and it's been a roller coaster. It seems like they have a great season, bad season with him. But Butch never came close to the great season. I don't want to hear from these Auburn fans who are like, we feel your pain. You don't feel our pain. You won a national championship 8 years ago, all right? You were in the title game last year. Like, you don't even know what pain is.
I'll never figure out Auburn football, because even just looking at last year and those games against Bama and Georgia at home, they looked like the clear-cut best team in the country. And then they laid an egg at the SEC Championship game and in the Peach Bowl. But I think with Auburn fans, it's more of this helpless feeling that Gus has, you know, 6 years left on his contract and a $30-plus million buyout.
Yeah, I mean, they're stuck with him. You can't over $30 million just to buy him out. You got to buy the rest of the assistants out, office staff, administrative staff, all that stuff. And then you got to hire a new staff, which, you know, they're not going to go on the cheap down there. You can't in the shadow of Saban. So to me, I don't even see that as being a possibility for them. They've got to figure out a way to fix this under Malzahn, because they made the deal last year. That's what it is. You sign up for him. And you're stuck with them.
Yeah, and I mean, they'd have to really tank down the stretch. They'd probably have to lose, you know, three more games, lose to A&M, Georgia, and Alabama, which is extremely possible that they lose all three. It might even be likely. But honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if he did get fired if they lose those three games, especially if they lose at Ole Miss. I know how expensive it is, but I could see him ponying up the money.
Lucas Panseco with us here this afternoon. And, yeah, similar, the Malzahn thing is similar to, I'm going to try and tie this in with the Titans. You tell me if this is a jump. The Titans have to make a decision at the end of this year. Is Marcus Mariota our guy? Are we going to go ahead and lock him up to the long-term deal? You saw how it worked out for Auburn. They locked up Malzahn to the long-term deal. Now they're stuck with him. And I love Marcus. I think he's a fantastic talent. He, you know, he's a great leadership guy, face of your organization, all that stuff. But I think as Titans fans, we'd all be lying if we didn't say we weren't completely 100% sold on him. What are the Titans going to do? Are they going to lock themselves in with a huge contract with Mariota? Or do you think that they could actually cut him, you know, let him walk after this season?
I think they'd really like him. I don't know. And I don't know that he's been the problem this season. I don't think he was the problem in that, I mean, disaster on Sunday against the Ravens. When you allow 11 sacks, there's really nothing your quarterback can do. But the thing with that is, first of all, how many quarterbacks are going to be on the board in this upcoming draft? I think Justin Herbert at Oregon is going to be up there. Drew Lock at Mizzou will be up there. And if you want one of those guys to be the franchise quarterback, and you sign him to his rookie deal and takes him a couple years, you know, to get into the swing of things in the NFL, and then you're looking at, you know, having to renew a contract for Corey Davis, looking at whether or not you're going to renew a contract for Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis. I honestly don't see it unless, I mean, things just go horribly wrong and Marcus just plays terribly down the stretch and it's clear that he's the problem. So I, to be honest, can't see that happening. Right now, I know that they are fine with Marcus. They want to stick with Marcus.
I'm sure they do. I mean, we all do. We all love Mariota, but it's just one of those things. You know, I've said about the NFL for a long time. In that league, you either got a quarterback or you don't. And I don't know if we've got a quarterback. The Titans, my opinion changes from week to week. So I hope he's able to put it together. I'm with you. I think they probably will give him the deal because that's, you know, whatever uncertainty there is there. There is less uncertainty just by keeping him than there is, as you say, venturing into an uncertain draft again. You're probably not going to have the greatest pick in the world, all that stuff. Lucas, are they sending you over to London? Tell me you're about to hop on a plane to go over to England to watch the game this weekend.
God, I want it. No, absolutely not. That's not happening. Like I said, I'll be in Knoxville on Friday, but no, I wish I was, though. I really do. Who knows what's going to happen on Sunday? I feel like that game is always just, you just have no idea what's going to happen.
I mean, you could make a whole day of it. You could go see, Chelsea Man United at the Bridge, shuttle on over to Wembley for the Titans game. That would be the ultimate road trip right there.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how many fans are in Wembley for that game. It was pretty packed out for that Seahawks game last week, so... You know, I know that the affiliate 104.5 in Nashville is going over there, but other than that, I don't know that a whole lot of media other than the local TV stations are going to be there.
Yeah, I talked to my guy, Chad Withrow, over at 104.5 The Zone. He's actually headed out today to go.
Yep.
They're sending everybody, man. That must
yeah,
be nice.
No, they're doing all their shows live from a pub over there next to the London Bridge tomorrow and the Titans Countdown on Sunday. So, yeah, admittedly a little jealous of those guys.
That's pretty awesome. All right, Lucas, so we're looking forward to seeing you back here. Just your thoughts, Tennessee, Alabama, you sound very pessimistic. I mean, what's the best case scenario, best case outcome for Tennessee against the Tide Saturday?
Best case, lose by two touchdowns. I mean, I think Tennessee fans could be pretty okay with that. Like I said, Auburn's in a tailspin, so I'm already seeing Tennessee fans looking at going down to Jordan-Hare and winning is something Bama couldn't do last year and saying that there's a few chances of an upset in there somewhere. But I couldn't possibly see it. Although Alabama, you could argue that this is their toughest road test. It probably is. They really haven't been tested at all this year. I mean, last week was the most adversity, quote-unquote, that they faced all year, and that was in a game where they were up by 20 pretty much the entire time. So it might be the toughest test they faced so far, at least on the road. So I think two touchdown margin of victory, Tennessee fans should be pretty proud of themselves.
Looking ahead after that, obviously we go to South Carolina. They've got an off week, so they've got 2 weeks to prepare for this game. That's going to be difficult. Charlotte, I think we're all penciling in the win column, obviously. How do you see this thing shaking out? The win over Auburn has changed the entire trajectory of the season, in my opinion. Do you think Tennessee gets to that six-win plateau, gets to a bowl game, or – do you think they may even go a little bit beyond?
Yeah, I think they do. That win you finally saw at least two or three quarters put together where they were all doing what they were supposed to do. We saw a little glimpse of it against Georgia. But I think that win will give them more confidence. And after losing this week, I think that game at South Carolina, if you win that game, then there's no way you don't make a bowl. I mean, you've got to beat Vandy. You obviously will beat Charlotte. But I think that game at South Carolina will be super important. That's a game that after that win in Auburn, I think that's a game they should win in Columbia.
Yeah, pivotal matchup. All right, Lucas, tell the folks where they can find you online, listen to your work, follow you on Twitter, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man, at Lucas Panzeca on Twitter, always putting stuff out there, and can't wait to see you guys at Leaderboard on Saturday.
All right, LP, good to hear from you, my man. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Lucas Panzeca making his presence felt this afternoon. Brandon, what did you learn?
Lucas, not very confident. I thought he would actually go to the game. If you'll remember,
what's the point in coming all the way here and then not going to the game? It's not even a sellout. They've got plenty of tickets.
See us.
I mean, maybe me, but you guys.
Hey, me and Lucas are tight.
You guys are tight. You were forged in the fire of overtime together.
But I'm surprised that he's not going to the game because his girlfriend, big Bammer.
Really?
Yeah, she went to Alabama.
What?
Mm-hmm. She's been to at least, I think she went to the national championship game last year.
She must be a total smoke show and put up with a Bammer. I'll just assume. Get some nods of agreement around the table. Okay, good for Lucas. Stay with us. The Drive continues here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your phone calls, 865-546-8200. The Drive continues after this.
The Drive. I told you there'd be shows like this. This is The Drive.
All right, your Rocky Top Report, as always, is brought to you by Bo Kregner with the Kregner Group. Chris Burleson, your local mortgage pro. Tennessee returns to practice this afternoon, getting some great weather for practice this week. Number one, Alabama comes to town Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. CBS has the telecast. And looking at the latest forecast, until you later, beautiful day going right here. 64 degrees on the patio out here at Corner 16. We got a great day tomorrow. High of 71. It's going to be beautiful. Got rain in the forecast Saturday. High of 63 on Saturday. I don't know that rain will play a major factor either way for either team, but that is what the forecast is. Riley Locklear back at practice yesterday for Tennessee. The offensive lineman, you recall, had knee surgery just 2 weeks ago. He's already back at practice and looks like he's going to be available for this game as a backup. Also, Tennessee's other two offensive linemen who got dinged up against Auburn, starting left guard Jameer Johnson and backup guard center Jerome Carvin, were back at practice yesterday as well. So it looks like Tennessee is pretty healthy coming into this one offensively. A lot of talk this week about Butch Jones, his familiarity with the Tennessee roster, all that stuff. Will that help Nick Saban in Alabama in any way? Well, shoes also on the other foot, maybe even more so, because we've got three guys here. Jeremy Pruitt was on Bama staff last year. Brian Niedermeyer, the tight ends coach, was at Alabama last year. Chris Winkie, their running backs coach, was at Alabama last year. So they've got familiarity there too. And reports were that Niedermeyer in particular was working with Tennessee's tight ends, saying, hey, this is what Mac Wilson likes to do. This is what Alabama's defensive linemen like to do in regards to a pass rush. This is what you have to be ready for. So found that an interesting note as well. It's your Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. You check him out online at BoKnowsHouses.com. If you are in the market for a new home, you need to sell your home, you need to move, call Bo Kregner at the Kregner Group, 742-1035. That's 865-742-1035. Or go online to BoKnowsHouses.com. You'll get a free consultation. Come over to your house, tell you exactly what you need to do to get your home sold so that you can move on to your next place. When you find a new place, you're going to need a mortgage. Call my guy, the mortgage pro, Chris Burleson, 865-388-7634. 388-7634. Go online to BurlesonMortgageTeam.com. That's BURLESON MortgageTeam.com. Chris Burleson, the mortgage pro. He did mortgage on the new Stately Smith Manor. He would love to help you as well. Check him out again online at BurlesonMortgageTeam.com. We're live today, Corner 16. We'll throw open the phone lines here if you want to jump in. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. If you want to join this afternoon here on the Drive. Gentlemen, talk to me here. What are we, about 48 hours out from Tennessee and the Tide?
Yep.
Just get it over with? Is this a visit to the dentist? You know that tooth is going to have to get yanked. You know it's going to hurt, but you know it has to be done?
I mean, yeah, I think that's really the only way to look at it. I know some
it's
people.
More like, you know, that you're getting your jaw wired shut. You're getting it broken. This is going to be rough. 3:43 right now. We'd probably be down 14-0 by now.
No.
No, I'm not going with the jaw wired shut. If we'd lost last week,
yeah,
I would go with that because it looked pretty dark. But I think we still have some hope against South Carolina and the rest of our opponents after that. So I don't know. Some people are, for some reason, are optimistic about this game, and I don't see why.
I just think that. Some of the worry is alleviated by winning at Auburn. It's like, okay, if you had lost that game, you have a big loss to Florida, big loss to Georgia, big loss to Auburn, and then assuming a big loss to Alabama. It's four in a row, and it's just, at that point, you wonder about the team psyche.
Yeah, Russ, there's a huge difference, is there not, between 3-3 and 2-4 right now this week.
I think there is.
You're going to play Alabama. You don't want to – you don't – you know, what would that have – I mean, it's just huge. You don't – you know, at that point, you're 2-5.
Going to South Carolina.
2-6.
I think it just gives fans some cushion. Some cushion, some reason for optimism. You know,
we're playing with house money. You know, we're kind of playing with house money this week.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it.
He banked a lot of credit last week.
And listen,
he beat somebody he really shouldn't, or, you know, we didn't. I mean, we talked about it. I mean, we scoffed at the idea of us. You all were messing with me back when I was doing my 10-2 routine back early in the summer. I was like, I think we could beat Auburn down there. So, I mean, it's something that you didn't think was possible.
Are you
possible.
Trying to take an I told you so right now?
Sort of. Yeah, now that we're here.
You said we were going to beat.
I said we were going to beat Auburn.
And West Virginia and Florida.
Well, one out of three ain't bad.
And Georgia. Yes, it is. 33%. That's
Georgia.
Not good.
It gets you in the Hall of Fame in the major leagues.
You said Georgia several times.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay, here's to clarify. He never said that we would lose to Georgia because he couldn't bring himself to do that.
He wouldn't. I would never admit about Georgia, but I told you Georgia wasn't that good. I will tell you that.
To be fair, everything we thought we knew is wrong, basically, coming in.
Except for one thing.
You know, West Virginia is pretty good. I know they lost to Iowa State, but I think they were pretty good when they played us, and I think they will end up having a decent season. They ain't winning a championship or anything like that, but they'll win.
No, it's a really good West Virginia team.
Georgia is not as good as we thought they were.
I told you.
Auburn is certainly not as good as we thought they were. And Florida is much better than we thought they were. So you see.
I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, this is just typical. Everybody thinks Florida's not going to be that good. And then you watch. I guarantee you he's going to win out and he'll be in Atlanta playing for the SEC championship and a right to go to the playoffs.
I don't know about all that, but.
Playoffs? I'm just saying. You watch, he'll win out, which is very possible, go to Atlanta with a game against Alabama with a chance to go to the playoffs. That's just how Florida – that's how this works.
But it didn't work that way last year. They were awful last year. I mean, there was plenty of reason to think they were going to stink. Felipe – you know, we didn't think they had a quarterback. We didn't think they had much skill.
Oh, no. I mean, I know that. But, you know, we should have known that in the most Florida way ever, they'll end up having like a special season, 1 year removed from 4-7.
Hey, Rick, talk to me here, buddy. Do we need another break, or are we good for this hour?
Yes, we do need another one.
All right. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. We'll come back to wrap up hour number one of the show, live today from Corner 16, 1640 Bob Kirby Road. We got the great D.C. Coltrane representing in the house. Come on out, join us, ladies and gentlemen. We're giving away a $30 Copper card, Corner 16, part of the Copper Cellar family of restaurants. So you could use this gift card to Corner 16, Calhoun's, Chesapeake's, Smoky Mountain Brewery, Cappuccino's, anywhere you want. Come on, get registered for that. We'll give it away coming up here later around 6 o'clock. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Wrapping up hour number one of The Drive live today from Corner 16. We got to get into this announcement today. The NBA could be doing something that could – this could drastically alter the face of college basketball as we try and figure out what to do about this one-and-done rule. Everybody wants to put forth their you got to stay 3 years, you got to stay 2 years, let them go straight to pro ball, all these different options out there. The NBA today is not even suggesting they're going to do this, evidently, something that wasn't even discussed very much. As far as I know, nobody had ever spoken about this. So we're getting into that, a way to pay kids straight out of high school and ease their transition to the pro game. Reset today's hot question for you as well. Tomato juice. Whew. Whoa. So far, most people, we'll go back and check the tape here, but it looks like still like him, but that's a little weird. The leader in the clubhouse.
Barry, do you not have an opinion? I've already gave mine.
Oh, on this one?
Yeah. You look like you were about to say something profound.
You completely lost me. Oh, I remember what I was going to say, because you just jumped midstream. I was thinking about the whole NBA thing. Why can the NBA not pattern their policies after baseball? If you go in, you go in for 3 years. You can come out. We've got the G League. If you get dragged,
that would be my minor favorite league. Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I mean, because quite honestly, everybody has said it kind of jokingly, but if you follow this trial at all, or follow a friend of the show, Aaron Torres, how much were they going to pay? Is it 50 or 150?
I don't. Yeah. It wasn't.
The top 20 are making way more than that going to school for 1 year. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but I'm being serious.
A handful of them. I mean, do we think?
I guarantee you the 10.
Top 20. I mean, do we think Josiah James is coming here for free?
No, but I think that was message. No, I do. Sorry, I misheard you. Yeah, I absolutely do. But his family situation is, his family was very vocal about wanting him to go to college. His parents were. So I just took it as, his mom and dad are making him go to college.
We'll unpack it a little bit more. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up next right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.